Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. It is wonderful to be with you in worship today. Good morning and welcome to First United Methodist Church here at our Brighton campus. I'm Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves at the congregation, and it is good to have you with us in worship today as we continue celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ as Easter people. Wasn't the weather this week absolutely gorgeous? You probably found yourself outside. Maybe the daffodils and the tulips are opening up, and God's beauty is all around us, and we're glad that you're here to praise God, to witness to our faith, to sing songs, and to hear scripture. And there are so many great things happening in the life of the church outside of this worship community. So I'd encourage you to take a look at your bulletin and note all of the announcements and great things happening. I'd encourage you to open up your bulletin and find that small little connection card. There's ways to get connected into our church. First of all, I'd encourage you to update any contact information you have so we can stay in good contact with each other, and then flip it over and maybe note which ways you'd like to get involved at our congregation. And then later on in our offering time, you can place that connection card. That's how you turn it in. You can place that connection card in the offering plate, and you can note different things you'd like us to know. There's also prayer cards in the back of your pews there, or right in front of you in your pews there. We would love to pray for you. Pastor John and I and Pastor Lynn and Deacon Loretta, we would love to pray for you, or if we have your permission to pray for you and add you to the prayer chain. So feel free to fill those out and also place them in the offering plate later on in worship. We are so glad that you're here. And Sunday school is taking place and nursery is taking place for our younger ones in the Christian Ed space down below. There's great things happening. But I want to invite Cara forward. Cara is going to share an announcement of something fun happening in the next matter of days. Cara, go ahead and share with us.
Thank you, Pastor Lindsay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Cara, and I am very pleased to bring you a wonderful, fun fellowship event coming up 2 weeks from yesterday, April 29th, here at the church. We're putting on a road rally, and we're going to have games and puzzles and brain teasers, and then you'll go to locations in Livingston County, not too far from the church. I discovered in creating this that Livingston County is a very large county. So you won't be driving all over the county, but you'll be going to a few places and solving some puzzles and taking selfies. So get a team together, and look, there are some flyers like this. There's a sign-up sheet, and you need to sign up in advance. You can pay that night, for your donation goes to Readers for Leaders. 100% of the donation goes to Readers for Leaders. But you do have to gather up your go bag ahead of time. So contact me, sign up, and we'll have some fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much. There's great things happening. She'll be in the fellowship hall after worship. Come find her if you want to get involved in that. Two other announcements I want to highlight and lift up. We're having a special church conference the 30th of April at 6 o'clock here at our Brighton campus. We have been exploring what it would look like to have a simple church governance board model, and so we are having an all-church special church conference. You're invited to be a part of that, and a vote to discern that leadership structure on the 30th. Save the date. You're welcome to come to that. And last note I want to lift up is we are United Methodists, right? So we love to eat. We love to eat. Who doesn't love to eat? On April 30th, there is going to be Readers to Leaders Sunday, where we're going to be talking about the Liberia partnership and supporting Flint Freedom Schools. And on this Readers to Leaders Sunday, on the 30th, we are going to have a special breakfast. We are United Methodists. We love to eat. So worship at the 9:30, 11 o'clock time. We're going to be having Pastor John and some folks from the Freedom Schools will be talking about that. And then we're going to have breakfast. So between 10 and 11:30, come enjoy egg casseroles, fruit, danishes, all that great stuff, and it'll go to support Readers to Leaders, that mission that we're supporting. So those are great announcements, so many more things happening in the life of the church. Check out your bulletin. And with all of that shared, I invite you to stand as you feel comfortable. Let's praise God together. He lives.
Welcome. Please join with me at this time in the opening prayer. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you have risen from the dead and brought the light of hope into our lives. With your life and with your death, you have shown us what a life of service looks like. Help us to recognize our spiritual gifts and where we can continue your mission of service. Help us to be brave in this calling as we venture into unknown territory in your name. Amen. Please be seated. Also, we will be singing verses 1, 2, and 3 of Thine Be the Glory, but this is number 308 in the hymnal if you want to follow the music. Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Rose. I'd invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Holy and loving God, good and gracious Savior, we gather with thankfulness on our hearts for the beauty of your grace and your love that never ends, and your mercy that is made new to us each morning. In this time of worship, as we come to worship and praise, to be strengthened and nourished, to connect in community, we pray, God, that we might feel your Holy Spirit gathered with us, that you would speak to us individually and as a community of faith, that you would open our eyes to see more clearly, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, and our willing bodies to respond to your call, to your nudgings, to your guidance. O loving God, may you speak to me and through me, and may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock, our redeemer, and the one who knows us, loves us, and calls us beloved. In Christ's name, amen. Goodness, it is so good to be with you in worship this morning, to look out and to see your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful faces. Oh, last week we gathered in worship and we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We discovered that the tomb was empty. We discovered that God had risen, Christ had risen, and that death and despair and destruction, that was not going to be the end of the story. And we discovered that new life and new hope and better things were yet to come. And Mary shared this good news. And in the after story of what took place on Easter, we discover some very perplexed disciples trying to make sense of it all. Hiding out in the upper room, we discover doubting Thomas, who goes, I don't know, unless I touch Jesus' side, I don't know, I gotta see it to believe it. We discover some disciples that are trying to make sense of it on the road to Emmaus, and we discover some disciples that are just trying to get back to life as normal, to their old fishing habits as they have breakfast on the beach. Check out John's gospel for a good breakfast on the beach scripture passage and story. We're Michiganders. We like the beach, don't we? We love the water. And this time, in this post-resurrection, post-Easter time, we discover then that Jesus appears to his disciples and continues to minister with them. And when we turn to the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, we come to something that we call the Great Commission. I'd encourage you to pull open your pew Bibles if you'd like to, or open up your phone apps and find along Matthew chapter 28. I'm adding to the scripture story this morning. Matthew chapter 28, I'm reading from the 16th verse. We come to this Great Commission. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw them, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Not just doubting Thomas, right? Some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." So following Jesus' resurrection, he appears to the disciples. He tells them to continue the ministry, the mission in his name. Continue the feedings you've been doing. Continue the healing. Continue the teaching. Continuing to welcome the children among me. Continue the ministry of Jesus Christ. And he blesses them. and he sends them, he commissions, right? Commission is to bless and to send out, continue the work that we did those 3 years that I was with you, dear disciples, continue doing that. Gives them this blessing because the disciples were made for a mission. But it wasn't just the 12 disciples there, 11 now that Judas has made other life choices. It wasn't just the 11 disciples that he blesses and sends them and says, you're made for a mission. He says, all of us gathered here, the scripture speaks to us still today that we, as people of faith, as Methodists or whatever your heritage Christian upbringing is, we disciples are made for a mission. And so that's where we're going for the next few weeks. Our sermon series is made for a mission as we're thinking about, well, what is that mission of Jesus? The mission is to share the love of Jesus with the world. The mission is to go forth, to teach, to baptize, to continue his ministry. The mission is to continue to bless others with the abundant grace of God. The mission is to be signs of resurrection hope in this world. To be those Easter people that discovered the empty tomb and said, death's not the end of the story. There's something better coming next. And we get to go forth and share that message and live that message and be beacons of hope and light and love in the world because we're made for a mission. We're sent forth. And we do that. We do that by sharing all of those God-given gifts that we've received and putting them into practice and living them out and trying on some other gifts to serve in Jesus' name. So I had a really cool week. Some weeks are just really cool weeks in your life or in ministry in particular. Last week was an amazing week of ministry. We walked through Holy Week together. We had waved our palm branches, and remember the kids came in and did their parade. And last week, as it was it was an awesome week of ministry where we washed our feet pans and we remembered the breaking of bread and we celebrated Maundy Thursday, and we came to the cross at Good Friday, and we celebrated Easter Sunday. That was an awesome week of ministry, getting to be with you and celebrate the faith. But just this past week was also a very cool week of ministry, because all week long I kept stumbling upon one experience after another of people in our congregation, and just having eyes open just to the world and life around me, of seeing people living out their God-given gifts in service to Christ and the world, and seeing people living out that resurrection hope, one experience after another after another. So I just want to story tell with you a little bit. Share about my week. Encouraging you to think back then on your week, to think about how have you seen it. So last Sunday, if you were with us in church, it was so amazing to see the choir singing and the bells praising and Susan standing down front orchestrating it all, directing the choir and youth and leading us in a small ensemble of praise. And at 11 o'clock, seeing the praise band sing and Lori playing her flute, this side, right? Playing her flute. And Mike jumping around praising God. Were you guys here last week? The music ministry was on fire. I could have sworn it was Pentecost Sunday. It was amazing. Living into those spiritual gifts of music ministry and Bill playing and, oh man, it was awesome. Made for a mission. Living it out. Monday came around, and there were some very tired staff and some very tired clergy, and so tradition, we celebrate Easter Monday by taking a good little nap, and when you have young kids, they let you sleep until 8 o'clock. Praise God. Do you remember the days of, like, getting up with your kids, and it's 5:30, and you, like, lean over, and you, like, nudge your husband, and you're like, your turn. But they let us sleep until 8 o'clock, and Easter Monday, the church was closed. We caught our breath, And our family went down to the Detroit Zoo. We saw the penguins. You waddled with the penguins. We saw the camels, and you know, we saw the lemurs and the alligators and all of the great animals. We were disappointed we didn't see like a lion roar, but they do that early in the morning, and you do the whole thing, and you put on your best walking shoes, and then you're exhausted after it all, and you come around all the way to the end, and you're like, okay, just a few more steps farther, we're gonna make it to the car. And then I had this most joyful moment. We're sitting on the bench just exhausted, and the kids are, you know, like grumpy monkeys by now because they're needing a snack and they're whining and whatever else. And all of a sudden, we discovered this most delightful employee. Her job is to wave everybody goodbye, and she's just the most cheerful person, living out this gift of joy, and she's telling jokes, and she's making up jokes, and she's engaging us, and she was just a bright spot of joy. Who knew that jokes were a spiritual gift? Bringing joy to people's lives. Connecting with the kids and the adults and everybody that walks by, she was flinging joy around and goodness and light and love. Oh, to see people in their elements just trying to bring a smile to somebody's face. Made for a mission. Tuesday, I had the opportunity to go celebrate the life of a member in our congregation lost a loved one, and it was a beautiful opportunity to go and worship and hear of the beautiful stories and life of this church member had shared, and the blessing that they were and the great saint they were. And it was so beautiful because Pastor Bob Fuchs officiated the service. Do you remember Pastor Bob? If you've been a part of this congregation for some time, Pastor Bob was a part of our congregation and is serving another congregation now. And it was so good to see Pastor Bob serving and living out that call. And I would imagine that there are some in this room that have also had those God nudges around at times in their life to think about, how is it could I serve? I know there's some right now in our congregation that I've had an opportunity to visit with, to saying, I'm discerning and feeling this call to ordained ministry. Pastor Bob at one time felt this nudge to step forward and to live out that call. And I know that our congregation has this amazing history of so many folks coming out from this congregation. Susie has come from this congregation, and Sue, who now serves at Cass as a deacon, and John Phillips' son, and so many have come from this congregation to say yes to that call, and maybe God is also nudging you to say yes to some type of call to pastoral ministry or ministry as a deacon. We're made for a mission and a purpose. Perhaps you need to listen to that God nudge. Wednesday, I had an opportunity to talk with my husband, Pastor John. Maybe many of you know that he's away in Liberia right now. He's the chair of our mission task force for the annual conference working with Liberia, and he was there because our Michigan annual conference is supporting $500,000 to support this Readers to Leaders program, where half will stay within the state to support our Freedom Schools, helping students who have less of an opportunity to excel in academics to be supported through the Freedom Schools, and then also to send scholarships for kids to in Liberia to be able to go to school. So I had a chance to chat with John this week. If you're Facebook friends, then maybe you had a chance to see some photos. He's finally made it. He was stuck in Brussels for like 24 hours. There's a plane delay. And I was like, you know, texting, well, honey, but you're in Belgium, so enjoy some great Belgian waffles and some Belgium chocolate, and please bring some home to me, you know, right? Enjoy it while you're there. But he finally made it to Liberia. And he's had an opportunity to go to the Judith Craig Children's Orphanage. And it's an orphanage that our conference has been supporting for over 20 years, where some 50 to 80 kids live there at any given time. Orphans because of the Ebola crisis, or because of the Liberian Civil War, or because of COVID, for a number of reasons. Children lose their parents or their caregivers. And going, he had a chance to connect. It's a beautiful place. I enjoyed getting to go to Liberia in 2020 just before the pandemic started, but he was there and I was getting to hear updates of how things are going. Made for a mission. Talk about made for a mission. The vision to start the children's orphanage and the director and those that work with the kids made for a mission, saying yes to a God nudge to do this. Then I had a chance to visit with him and by just text message and whatnot and hearing that he's getting updates on what's happening with the water wells. Our dear good friend, Liberian friend Jefferson Knight, who is leader of the Water for Life project, and from what, thanks to some generosity within our congregation, there's 3 water wells that are gonna be built. They're digging them now. So that way girls and women don't have to spend so much time going back and forth, hours upon hours of their day to get water, but they can now have water within their community. And guess what? Those girls then get to explore the opportunity of education. Made for a mission. And Pastor John had an opportunity now to connect and visit some of the schools and to visit with the administrators and the teachers and talk with the kids about the scholarships that are being raised, made for a mission. And he was able to take over some Days for Girls supplies within our congregation, the faithful seamstresses and the fabric arts people, right? Made for a mission to support Days for Girls. Thursday, that was Wednesday. People living out that call. Thursday rolled around, and who doesn't love good, sweet treats? And so our college care package group gathered together. I see Barb over here. Barb Terry was amongst the group. I see Lisa over here. We gathered on Thursday to pack some college care packages. We blessed 26 packages for kids, older kids. They're studying for finals and getting ready to end their semester in grad school or college, and y'all donated goodies, and we blessed them, and we sent them out to remind those college kids that we love them, that this is their home church. We can't wait to see them when they're back from studying. Made for a mission to share the love of Jesus Christ by opening up a goodie bag and being reminded that my home church is praying for me, that loves me. And when hard things like the tragedy at MSU took place, there's a church home that loves me. Made for a mission. Friday night rolled around. Did anybody head to the coffee house? The youth were doing a coffee house event next door at the well from 4 to 8. We popped out and we were jubilantly, joyously, enthusiastically greeted by all these middle schooler and high schoolers that popped out. They're ready to take our order. They were having a coffee house on Friday night to help raise funds for Readers to Leaders. And so you could order hot drinks, and we have some great baristas in our group. You could order cold drinks. You could pick up treats and goodies and whatnot. There was a great bingo caller among us. Ben Smith is fantastic as a bingo caller. It was a great night, and it was this beautiful expression of intergenerational ministry where the youth said, yeah, we could help raise funds to support this Readers to Leaders. We could help kids foster a greater sense of education and get to go to school, and we can do something about it. And so on a Friday night, those youth didn't go out to the movies or go out to hang out with their friends. Outside, they said, let's make an impact. And so Pastor Allison and a great team of adult youth group counselors got together, and they were busy in the kitchen, and I can't wait to see how many scholarships they were able to raise. Those youth were made for a mission, sharing the love and grace of Jesus Christ through one cup of coffee at a time. Saturday, it was like this food theme all week with college care package candy and then coffee on Friday night. And Saturday night, last night, down at our Whitmore Lake campus, they were having a spaghetti dinner. The Whitmore Lake campus loves to support Habitat for Humanity, right? We love to support Habitat for Humanity at this campus, too. And so there were over 75 people that came and filled the fellowship hall there, and spaghetti and rolls and good fellowship time, and tossed salads and homemade goodies were shared. And there were busy cooks in the kitchen who loved to do that. And hospitality and welcome was shared, living out those gifts made for mission. It was a great week of ministry. It was an exhausting week of ministry. It's hard to keep up with y'all. because you get it. So my question is, how are you going to use those gifts within you? And how are you going to turn that into goodness and grace in this world? How are you going to live out that mission of Jesus Christ? Let's hear that verse yet again from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. May it be so. May we have the courage to act upon it, even when we feel shy or timid. May we have the strength to say yes to some God nudge. May we have the creativity to embrace it. And may we find the deep joy within us when we seek to serve others in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lindsay. I love the imagery of the woman slinging joy. And then you did the same afterwards. So I hope it sticks. I know some of it sticks with me. And we did, on Maundy Thursday, we did a blood drive here. And I was blessed to receive a T-shirt, even though I didn't donate blood, because they don't want my blood, you know, anymore since 1980 or something like that. So I was given this T-shirt, and it was a great gift. And it was a free gift. I didn't earn it. And we just celebrated Easter. And is there any better gift than what we received at Easter than God's gift of Jesus Christ? And the fantastic thing is how that opens us up for this mission work. It's great. And if I may add, by the way, you talked about an exhausting week of mission. I don't know if the Urbans are here. I see Denise here. I don't know if Barb's here. But we went down to Cass yesterday, and we were moving big dirt piles in that 70, 80 degree, whatever it was, weather, and just moving it into the street, filling in holes. So it was exhausting. But anyway, I was happier than a cat and catnip to be there. And so please, oh, there's Don back there. He made it. you may notice that we do have two prayer quotes here. One is for Paul Schnatz, and the other one is for Matt Waltala. And please, after the service, take a minute to sign the cards, tie a knot in the prayer quilt, and say a prayer for each one of them. And now, would you please join me in an attitude of prayer? Heavenly Father, as we begin this time of prayer, we lift up these two prayer quilts here, one for Paul and the other for Matt. And Lord, we ask that you give them your strength, your comfort, and that each time they wrap themselves up in these quilts, that they feel the prayers of everyone here, and that they feel your strength and comfort. Lord, we thank you for that. Merciful and loving God, you are the creator and sustainer of all things. The earth is yours, and all those who live in it are yours. Help us act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Thank you for sending your Son not to condemn us, but to save us through him. Following his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples in a closed room. Let Jesus call to send the disciples to others as you sent him to us, become our call too. Let us not just hear the words of Jesus, but put them into practice like a wise man. Give us your strength, increase our faith, and help us use the gifts we have to serve others. Focus us to listen for your call so we can respond with, "Send me," upon hearing it. Hear us now as we silently consider doing everything in the name of Jesus while giving you thanks. Lord, search us and know our hearts. Test us and know our thoughts. And lead us in your ways. Encourage us to use our gifts to go and bear everlasting fruit in the name of your Son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, continue your work in us to act in ways that fulfill your good purpose. Hear us now as we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The stories that I shared this morning are really also just stories of generosity. People willing to say yes and be generous with the gifts that they've received. To say, yes, I could spend my Friday night serving. Yes, I could spend my Saturday in the kitchen cooking some spaghetti. Yes, I could take on this dream of Water for Life wells in Liberia and a children's orphanage. Yes, I'm willing to be generous with my smile and my greeting and sharing of that. There are stories of sharing gifts, but there are also stories of generosity. And God, the good and generous God that God is, calls us to be generous as well with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, our witness, calls us to generosity. And so as the ushers come forward to wait upon us, this is an opportunity for us to think, how might I share of my gifts and how might I be generous? How might I join in the mission and the ministry of Jesus Christ to serve in his name? If you're a guest with us this morning, if you're a visitor with us this morning, please, your presence is a gift in itself. But if this is your spiritual home, we'd invite you to be generous, to join in the work of Christ. The ushers can come forward.
Gracious Lord, we bring our offerings to you today. We pray that you will use them to further your mission through this church. Guide us in using our resources to serve you in this world. Amen.
Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. May you go forth with the grace of God, the peace of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit always with you. May you go forth to serve God and your neighbor. Go in grace this day. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.